Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. I'm Ken Napsok for another edition of Star Wars Rank. Meet a guest, ranking things in Star Wars, pretty simple. And to do that today with me is the always stylish Justin Scrimshaw.
I'm not feeling too stylish right now as we record from home, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much.
The reason I say that is today's topic is our favorite Star Wars jackets. And look, we've been doing Star Wars Rank now 142 episodes, but that goes back a few years now, and we do have a great list of episodes. We look back, and there's a chance in the future that we will be revisiting some ranked topics that we did a long time ago and now have just more choices to put into that topic. But we're pretty sure we did the jackets, and we've discussed jackets before. We didn't do this, Joseph. We have not touched on Star Wars jackets until today.
We have not. And yeah, a Twitter follower had tweeted at us like a very nice compliment about the show. But then it also said, hey, if you ever want to do a ranked about jackets, that'd be cool. And it got me thinking as I saw the tweet and it was very nice. It's like, I'm sure we've done jackets. And I asked, like, yeah, have we done jackets? You're like, no.
That's true. That's true. And we absolutely love all of you tweeting in with your ideas. You know, like Joseph said, yeah, I think I saw that, you know, outfits. It just seems like Even last time out, we did Star Wars Pilots, and I was like, oh, come on. We have to have done that. But here we are, Jackets, and we'll start. I'll start here with a bit of controversy, Joseph. One of my choices is technically a vest. I'm just going to say, technically a vest. But I have a hard time thinking of it as just a vest.
No, I understand. And I was utterly haunted by this question when I was Googling things. Like, I had some that were like, of course, this jacket is in my list. But then I was looking things up and I was like studying photos like it was a crime scene and looking at shoulders like, that's a vest, right? That is a vest, right? But there's this gray area where I think a lot of they're sold. Some of the ones that we looked at, they're sold as jackets, or sometimes yeah. cosplayers make them as shirts and vests, but sometimes they make them as jackets. It's look, this is a hard gig.
It's a hard gig. What do you think? We've talked a lot about capes. They are very important to Star Wars. Outfits overall, costumes, armor, very important to Star Wars. Jackets always have been important to Star Wars, but I think thanks in large part to the sequel trilogy era, introducing some great jackets, I think I hear them discussed more than ever, Joseph.
Yeah, you know what? I discovered for myself as I went through this fascinating jacket history of Star Wars that I hadn't thought about, that of course there's some absolute bangers of jackets in the original trilogy that starts it as a part of Star Wars fashion. And then the sequel trilogy makes jackets a so plot point. Mm-hmm. So it's hard not to look at the jackets. And I think because of the kinds of characters and situations we're dealing with, the prequels are a jacket graveyard.
They are.
There just aren't as many jackets.
I tried to dig through. I tried to have that memory of, all right, what about that? What about, nah, nothing. And there's some ones in the Clone Wars that could have been listed or could have been mentioned. But yeah, no, I think there you go. If you're looking for a reason to not like the prequels, it's jackets. It's all about the jackets.
They're just Jedi and they're senators and they're bounty hunters. And they're just like, there aren't as many jacket characters.
Yeah. Great robes, great dresses. Padme got some of the best outfits in Star Wars. This we know, but jackets a little lacking, but let's take a look at the jackets we do love. Joseph, we are doing a 5-1. We're beginning this list with your number five.
My number five is one of those jackets that I just knew had to be on my list. So I thought it'd be fun to start with because it's one that I've been fascinated by, haunted by in a certain way. And it is Luke Skywalker's medal ceremony jacket. Yeah. Just that shock of color at the end of A New Hope. John Mollo, of course, a great costume designer. For that first film, and had a lot of the great black and white and gray and beige, and then those little bits of color pop in. And to see Luke, there's a couple things I like about this jacket. Like just aesthetically, along with some other jackets, it starts the Star Wars jacket conversation, right? Like we can see the all of the jackets that are created because of this jacket. It's got the piping on the arms, right? Mm-hmm. It's got that kind of almost a little bit of a real world motorcycle jacket where it's got that kind of hard cut on the bottom. So it kind of has that fun kind of energy, you know, and you can zip it up nice and tight, but you leave it open and it's kind of got a little bit of swagger on it, you know, the shoulders have a little bit more of that sort of bomber feel that, you know, a lot more comes into with the squares later anyway. And then it's bright yellow.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. So it's aesthetically fascinating. When I look at it and think about it, it's like, as a kid, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I look at it now and like, that was very brave of me. This is a fashion forward jacket.
I love what you're saying in terms of just the color, because it does stand out. And colors, as we've seen out of the Book of Boba Fett, people are very protective of Star Wars colors. But that was definitely keeping it within the vibe, I think. But it stood out. And I, as a kid, I did think a lot about that jacket. I thought a lot about Luke having that outfit. It does kind of matches Han in vibe, right? And in some of the Star Wars Marvel comics from 2014 on, like Luke's still kind of wearing it, still kind of wearing that outfit. It's kind of Han light in a way, but it makes sense that the kid from the farm would get rid of that farm clothing and he can't wear the X-Wing costume all the time. It just worked. And I was obsessed with that new version of Luke at the end of the film.
Yeah, me too. And I think that that's the other reason that it's on my list is like watching that film again and again, you know, as a teen. It's got this, there's such a dream about it if you identify with Luke even at all, right? That you step up into the big world and it turns out that you have a place there and you have friends there. And it's so like, hey, Luke Skywalker, you blew up the Death Star and saved billions. What's your reward? Your cool older brother will pick out some awesome clothes for you. Yeah, we can't have you just bumbling around in like just like a sheet that you're holding together with a belt. Come on. Yeah. Here's a cool jacket. In the rest of his ensemble, too, of the all black. It's so cool. And then last thing for me on this one is a part of the fixation is wanting that action figure forever. All our Star Wars perspectives are often determined by our age. I was a Kenner kid. The fact that they never made this for Kenner and it was sitting right there meant that when Power of the Force 2 line came out in the late 90s, I was just waiting like a hawk for them to finally make this action figure.
Yeah, yeah. And dreams come true eventually. And I love that it's at once, I'll say this, not necessarily the best Luke look, but I think it's in a way one of the most loved because it's kind of so awkward in this one-off thing. I think it just stands out for all those reasons.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the utter yellow jacket renaissance that has happened because of Marvel Comics. I love how much he's featured in them and so many great and cool covers of him in that jacket. Only makes me love it more.
Love it. Well, that's a great way to start our list because that is a historic jacket. And you're absolutely right. Starts the jacket conversation. We're going to move on unless you have any final thoughts on the ceremony jacket. Do you own it? Do we need to get you this jacket?
Well, this is my thought on our larger episode is this researching this episode was an extreme threat to my finances because you can buy any Star Wars jacket now. Like I Googled it and there's like eight different places that I can just buy this jacket from. So, I'm going to have to give some thought about which Star Wars jacket I actually want to buy.
Yeah, this one, it's yellow's a choice. Yeah,
I'd have to dress like Luke. You normally wear all black, so I would dress very much like Luke, all black underneath, and then the yellow's the pop of color.
Side note: I love my denim jackets, and I try to get multiple colors, and so I got like a beige one, and with a black undershirt, and wore it on one of my shows in the old network I was on, and someone in the comments was like, "Oh, Ken going with the Luke medal ceremony look today." And it didn't come off in my mind as cool as I wanted it to be. I was like, oh, no, that's not good. Oh, no, that's not good. So maybe I have to revisit that. Maybe you can get that. We can wear them together.
Sounds good. We'll be twins.
My number five is, I don't know if it's an odd choice. It's one that's probably not talked about a lot, but I've always just loved the look. And speaking of just color and standing out in that Star Wars landscape, my number five choice is Vi Moradi's orange and white jacket with some Black Rebel logo on it as well. This is the one that she, of course, wears in Black Spire. And definitely, if you've gone to Galaxy's Edge and they have Vi Moradi walking around, this is the jacket she is wearing. And it is, to me, a jacket that is definitely modern. It's, like I said, it's this different color scheme. But the orange makes you think of the Rebel, pilots or just an X-Wing outfit, pilot's outfit anyways. But also it's like it's something that it's a design that is so aware of the Star Wars jacket conversation. Mm-hmm. It's paying homage to Luke's jacket in a way. It's paying an homage to the jackets we love. Some of them we're going to discuss here. So it is what you always talk about so wonderfully, Joseph, is Star Wars taking the old and taking the new and kind of combining it to find a new way forward. I think this jacket represents that for a wonderful character that I love. You get to see this character walking around Batuu if you're lucky enough to have found her. So Vi Moradi, we actually were discussing her recently on Star Wars, our Force Center Discord as a character of the week. And in doing that and pulling pictures, I was just thinking, man, hot damn, I love this jacket. It is bold, it is bright, and love the character and love the jacket.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you picked this one. There are a lot of jackets that have some aesthetic connection, so it builds that Star Wars world a little bit of that realism. Like these are jacket styles. You can kind of get one that's this cut that has a little bit of that kind of swagger to it when it's open, and it can have this kind of collar, and it's got some, you got some different choices with the shoulders. So it's in line with a lot of the other ones, but it is also, it fits the character of Vimerati really well of, this place where she is sort of, you know, she is the resistance rebel hero at Galaxy's Edge. The bright orange and then like the different chunks of white give it this like really different energy. And then I love that it's just got the big old symbol on it, the resistance rebellion symbol, just owning it. And I was lucky enough to meet Vimerati at Galaxy's Edge and take a picture or scan, as they like you to call it, with Vimerati in this awesome jacket. It just, it's cut. The cut's great. It looks great on people.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've only had been fortunate to go to Galaxy's Edge just the one time on a very rainy day, a week before the big pandemic lockdown. It was a kind of a weird time to be there. So had a great time, very emotionally moved by everything. But I did not see Vimerati. Saw Ray a few times, and I was ready. I was going to give her the old Bright Suns, like password, like let's talk some first order secrets. I had my whole scene made up in my mind, so I didn't get to experience that, but I hopefully will. And then I can also say, hey, nice jacket. You're number five on my list.
I would love to see that interaction.
And final for me out of there, when the character was introduced in the Phasma novel and there was designs of the character, the character Vi had a different jacket, more of just a classic all black kind of leather jacket. That's a great jacket too. I do love the character there, but I love the Black Spire update this time, probably being designed in conjunction with the folks at Galaxy's Edge, and I just think at the end of the day it stands out for all the right reasons, especially at a theme park. It really works for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's been there's that great discussion with Kathleen Kennedy talking about how a lot of Star Wars characters kind of have a silhouette. But I think there's also like parts of the outfit that really identify them. And I think that big pop of orange along with her black and blue hair is like that. Those are like defining color schemes for Vi.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my number five, Vimerati's orange and white jacket. Now, Joseph, we're up to your number four.
My number four, we are going to the modern era and a slightly different design. We are going to Kira, and we could go a lot of places, but I specifically wanted to go to what is usually called Kira's Vandor jacket. Kira, one of the things I love about the character is that fashion is a part of her life, that, you know, she likes nice things. In the great solo book, the young adult book, building up to it, we learn about how she gets her outfit that she has on Corellia, and how much appreciation she has it for it. But I love I'm going on a mission Vandor jacket. Physically, it's a kind of light beige. I'm not good with the fashion. So some terms I know. I know about Empire waist, things like that. I know about motorcycle jackets because I researched that for a character on an animated show. But it's a little bit higher in the waist. Really nice, like thin, tight sleeves. So it's got this like really refined look. And then, not the off-center connection down the front. But then I think what really puts it over the top for me is those collars, big, wide. There's definitely, I think, some 70s aesthetic influences in Solo. Mm-hmm. And this is just this huge collar in that black. I think it's fur under there. Just looks so cool aesthetically. It's of the Star Wars lineage of jackets, but really different. And the biggest thing for me, Ken, is it just complements Kira's character. It's got like style and energy and personality, but there's something about it that's also like, I'm dressed up for a party, but I'm also totally in charge and I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. This is a boss jacket.
A boss jacket, indeed. Absolutely. The thing, we love Solo Star Wars story here, and there's so many reasons to love it. I just think a lot of the costume designing in that, it's just so just vibrant, bold Star Wars designs that also just feel right at home in the galaxy, and love every look. And Kira's got so many great looks. And here's this character played by a performer who's, you know, about 5 foot two, you know, on camera, she's going to, you know, you look a little bit better, but I think every outfit just makes Kira fill up every frame.
Yeah.
She said a boss jacket indeed. And all her outfits do, but I think this one is, I'm looking at some of the photos now. It's striking. Cape or no cape. It doesn't need a cape. The jacket itself is its own cape, I think. I think this is a great choice and represents it. We will discuss those some more, but just represents a lot of things I love about the Kira character.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got, you know, like I said, I think there is just like, there are the kinds of fashion that just make you feel like you are standing up straight, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like you are in charge. Like for me, it's like when you put on a suit, like, okay, I now my posture is great. I feel confident. This is just like a confidence jacket. And I think that's what I like about it. Looking at the action figure, which I have that comes in the 4-pack for Solo. In the film as well, the jacket is open a lot. Looks great open, looks great closed. But looking at the whole big picture, I also just love that the jacket, the big black on the lapels and just how lapel forward it is, collar forward it is, it's got this great rhythm with the billowy pants she has.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It absolutely does. Absolutely does. It flows. I know nothing about fashion. All right. I don't know what Empire Waist is. I don't know any of this stuff. I just go, this works. And this one works.
Yeah. This one works great for me. So that's my number four, Kira's Vandoor jacket.
Yeah. We really could just do an episode, I think, on Solo costume designs. I really think we could, but we're talking jackets, and that is Joseph's number four, which means we're up to my number four. This is a jacket that just got a big spotlight in Star Wars because of the live action debut of this character, but the design's been around for a little bit, and that is Cad Bane's duster. Oh man, I love this old this duster here. But also, I'm a Cad Bane fan, and the designs of Cad Bane have always been pretty just direct. Do you like spaghetti westerns? Do you like an Eastwood Western? Do you, specifically Lee Van Cleef? Do you like his designs? In pictures like For a Few Dollars More and The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, you're gonna get that in Star Wars. And I've said this every time I discuss Cad Bane, but it's something that's really true to my story as a fan of Cad Bane. The first time he popped up, the first time I ever saw him in the Clone Wars episode in which he shows up for the Senate kidnapping stuff, I was like, there's just no way. What are we doing here? We got a straight up cowboy villain and start. We got the wide brim hat. He might as well have spurs. Does he have spurs? I know Boba Fett has spurs, but what's this guy? He's got a rifle, like a pistol, like it's a six shooter, and he's got a duster. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? By the end of the episode, I'm like, this might be one of my favorite characters. So I love a good trench coat. Not that I wear them. I love a good, you know, Han's got some in Endor, all this guy, but that duster, that Star Wars Western motif on full display there. And then now to see it in live action. And when he does the slow turn after he makes his debut there in Mos Pelgo, Freetown, and tells everyone, as long as you let the spice flow, we'll leave you alone there, whatever his exact line is. And he does the slow turn, just the shape of that duster, the silhouette against the backdrop of that sod. I was like, yeah, if I'm going to buy a jacket, it might be the Cad Bane duster.
And you could do one of those great sort of like, you know, you are playing Star Wars by wearing that jacket, but other people might not know because it's almost all of the, accoutrement around it that make it look a little bit more Star Wars-y. It definitely has, just like you're saying, it's a kind of a classic duster. It's got that swoop of tails, got a little bit of a different cut on the front of it, on the collars. Yeah. I think the thing that's most different about it is it's got those, it's got mean shoulders.
Very mean, very mean.
Almost all of the images I can find, especially for some of the people like cosplaying it, has these really sharp shoulders on it.
It does. No, it strikes an image, doesn't it? It's really a silhouette of evil. You call live action Cad Bane nightmare fuel, and I think the jacket helps in that design.
Now, if you wore it, would you try to wear it low key, or would you try to find reasons to turn quickly and give it a little slap with your hand so it flips out?
I definitely would be trying to slap it out to get the turn. I absolutely would. I'm not in pro wrestling anymore, but like it's a pro wrestling jacket. It's like, you know, I want to hear some music playing while I enter a room with this one.
Yeah, it's a statement jacket. Yeah, it really works for Cad Bane. There aren't a ton of long jackets, and Cad Bane makes this work. It emphasizes his height, right? It makes him more imposing.
Yes, and this is I'm short and stocky, so the duster might not work on me. I might need more of a Kira Vandor jacket than the duster here. It might just look like, was that kid wearing his dad's jacket? What's going on there? But I think, yeah, if you're tall and lean, this just this says that this is what I am, and this is my power, and I love the design. And again, to take it from animated to live action isn't always easy. You know, there's a lot of controversy over the size of Cad Bane's hat in live action, all those kind of things. Wasn't worried about that. Did they get the duster right? And they absolutely did.
They nailed the duster. Yeah, I Googled Cad Bane. It's fun to see all of his different appearances. And when then you scroll down and see Lego Cad Bane, I feel like it's not doing justice to his duster.
It's not. That's what I would look like if I wore the duster. Lego minifig in a Cad Bane duster. That is my number four, which means we're up to your number three choice for your favorite Star Wars jackets.
Well, we went kind of similar places with both length and villainy. I feel like there had to be some more good villain jackets is what I was thinking when I was making my list. And then I realized that there was one that I really liked that I was totally forgetting. And that is General Hux's trench coat of villainy, his first order trench coat. I would just really love the military precision of it. Like, I really like Hux as a character. He's so tightly wound and so about military precision and thinking that military precision is the answer to everything, can save everything. Yeah. And the jacket kind of says that too, while also looking like, all right, you know, you're quite evil neo space Nazi. But the fashion's good. Aesthetically, it's extremely crisp. It's extremely fitted. Mm-hmm. You look at it and you can imagine him yelling at the droid who made it for him. No, I want it to flare at the hips, which it does. It's so fitted. It's so sharp. Got great big collars. And then the stripes on the arm. It's got the First Order logo on the shoulder, and the stripes on the arm just give it this extra pop. So it's not generic. It's his.
It's his. No, I love, this is a great choice. And talk about, power jacket and talk about, walking in a room and feeling like you're commanding it. We don't want Hux to have that kind of power, but I get it. I get why he's got that on. Just look at these photos of it. It's like you said earlier with some of the Kira stuff, but like you put this jacket on, I think your posture immediately improves. You gain an inch, you're up, stand upright. And there's something about, the reason we love capes, and we do love a good flowing cape in Star Wars. It adds an air of mystery and power to it as well. I think this jacket almost is a de facto cape for the new era.
Absolutely. And I love this, the action figure, in particular, the Last Jedi one just has a great version of this jacket, of Hux in this jacket. Comes with a mouse droid. When I was a kid, I had just the, Imperial officer action figure and also the Death Star gunner. And I was just obsessed with all those, rich black details in the action figure. Like, how can it be just black and still be so detailed and cool? And the Hux Last Jedi action figure really captures that too, which makes me like the jacket more.
Yeah, and there's something about, like, we didn't see that in the original trilogy. We don't see, like, Piet walking around in a duster or trench coat. I would like that.
Oh, yeah, they have to have had jackets. Or maybe Palpatine was like, no, too expensive.
No, it makes you look too powerful. Only me.
Yeah. And one of my other favorite things is one of the common images of Hux when you Google him is this image of him with the jacket just on his shoulders. And you can see his hand if you look close, but it looks like he's playing a little game of like, what happened to my hands?
Oh, Hux and his games.
Hux and his games. So not a lot more to say about that one. It's just a cool cut on a mean, bad villain. I love General Hux's trench coat.
It's an evil jacket indeed. A great choice for number three. Well, if you were dealing with the dark side and I was dealing with a dangerous bounty hunter, let's go back to the light a little bit here. My number three choice is Cassian Andor and his Jedha jacket. This is a great Star Wars jacket for my tastes, at least. And it was one that really had an effect. I mean, now Cassian's got some great jackets in the series. He's got kind of his more beige brown rebel tone jacket, but going to Jeddah and putting on the jacket that it made everyone immediately say, that's very similar to Han Solo's jacket in Hoth. That's very similar to even like the Anakin snow jacket. There was a callback to that one as well. And in a weird way for me, and looking back, and this is, I was even listening to an older episode of Force Center and trying to do some stuff with our switch to Acast, and I had to go through some of the older episodes. And just hearing the importance of, I had an episode like the importance of a good name. And I think I was, a little more caught up on Captain Phasma, not liking that name, and still maybe not one of my favorites, but I absolutely love the character now. So, but Cassian Andor, that name, I love that name. And then the pictures come out in this jacket alone made me feel just comfortable with what was coming with Rogue One. I just saw it and was like, that's a Star Wars jacket. That is a character I'm behind right away. That's all I need is this name and this jacket, the Andor parka. Give me that.
Yeah, no, I was right there with you with that image. There's a lot in, the images that are coming out of Rogue One that look like, oh, there's definitely some new kind of images. That's cool. But there was a lot of the look, we're not only setting it in, general original trilogy era, but right around A New Hope. And there's so many images that really picked up on that general time period, and seeing something that looked kind of like Han's jacket, but brand new. It made use of that piping that goes down the shoulder that we saw on Luke's jacket, but it's white. And the blue, that light blue, was such a great color. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, and it's very functional. It's got like I'd say it's got like a room for a flask, but it's probably just a water bottle to get you through the flight. I love the white striping. The truly is a parka. It's got the fur kind of collar there, flowing into those big gloves he's got, and it's just, there's a lot of pockets. I'm one for storage. I love a good jacket with pocket options. Like, there's a lot going on there. And then the way it just plays on screen, it's a little dirty, it's a little lived in. Cassian is a man of action, so love the jacket, and I hope we get to see the jacket return to the Andor series.
Look, maybe we'll see the origin of the jacket.
Just a scene of him getting issued the jacket for the first time. Oh, it's a good jacket. It's a good jacket. Okay. Yeah, I'll take this one.
Yeah, this could not be farther away from a prediction. I don't think this is what Andor is going to be, but wouldn't it be amazing if Mon Mothma was like, I have a mission for you. You need a better jacket.
You need a good jacket.
Steal one from this Imperial.
Love it. Yeah, love it. And, I don't go up to the snow often. You can go up to Big Bear and Arrowhead here in Southern California, but sometimes I do. And, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on an Andor parka to head on up there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's it for me. Is like Han's jacket was pretty cool for cold weather gear. Growing up in Minnesota, that's always the battle of you wanted to look cool in the winter, hip. Awesome in the winter, but it was hard to not just have a big, bulky, dumb jacket. And if I still lived in Minnesota, I would be tempted by the absolute fashion triumph that is Cassian's jacket. I could be warm and cool at the same time.
Warm and cool. That's all we want. Warm and cool. The Cassian Andor story, at least his parka, is my number three choice. But now we're up to your number two choice.
My number two is in the modern era as well, and this is one that I knew I had to have in the list. It's honestly, as soon as we started talking about doing this, this is the one that's like, yeah, I want to talk about that. I don't know that I have a lot to say about it other than it's so damn cool.
Yes.
But it is Poe Dameron's jacket, not the famous one, not the one that is actually pivotal to the plot of The Force Awakens, but his jacket in The Last Jedi. It is, I think what I like about it is kind of Star Wars meets the real world. It's definitely got some connection to Han Solo's jackets, but it's got that great Star Wars cut with the cool collar. That's just, it's definitely a collar, but it's kind of understated and it's got that movement to it. It's got that, that cut that gives you some swagger when it's open, and then some great lines on it, but it's basically just a really cool leather jacket with the Resistance Rebellion logo on it. And if it was just a kind of cool jacket, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. But the fact that it's got the logo on it, it's just Poe's all in, right? And he always has been in his journey in The Last Jedi is to realize it's great that you're all in on the resistance, but that doesn't mean always just screaming forward in an X-Wing. Yeah. So it kind of works that he's like, yeah, I even put it on my clothes.
Yeah.
You get the sense that he made this himself. Like, it's a good jacket, but I'm putting our logo on it because I'm screaming out. I'm resistance, you know?
The importance of jackets to Poe and a good look. I mean, you're talking like with the Hux or the Kira jacket of just, you know, you put it on and it kind of helps transform you. I think we all have an article of clothing or two or five that does that to us. So I love that Poe understands the value in that. Like, I need to feel good, look good, then I can do good. And it's not kind of a super place of ego for me. I don't think it's necessarily all that, but he just gets it. He gets it. And that's what makes him, you know, a dashing scoundrel a little bit, a little bit of a rogue, a little bit of a, you know, Holdo for all the problems he causes her is still like, yeah, I like that one. I like the cut of his jib, literally, with that jacket. I think it's all fits so well with Poe.
Yeah, it's just so great. It absolutely makes sense in Star Wars, but it's the one that's the closest to, like, did he steal that off a fan?
Right.
Which, for me, totally works. And whenever I think about this jacket, I think two things. I think of the image of him sliding into the trench on Crait when he's returning from the aborted ski speeder. Attack, right?
Yeah.
And then also, this is one of the action figures that haunts me because I really want this jacket in action figure form, but they never made a single card, so I have to either buy the ski speeder,
yes,
which fine, or it comes in like this 8-figure pack or something like that. Yeah. So still sitting there in my Amazon to consider list.
To consider, just for Poe's jacket alone. No, it's a great one. It is, you know, if you're going to go collect Star Wars, you know, real life clothing, you know, sometimes it can be too over the top. Like, like I love Vi Moretti's jacket. Could I wear that to a party? I guess I could. I don't know if I could, you know, but this one, even with the logo on, just like, is that a nice leather jacket? Wait, is it Star Wars? Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, it's functional. Exactly. There. Exactly. So that is my number two.
All right. From your number two, which is just a good old classic. Ain't no bones about it, jacket. My number two is, that's controversial, Joseph. I'll just say that right now. This wasn't by accident. I thought about this. I sat there and there was some food. I put this list together on Valentine's night and there was some food delivered to our door. Grace and I were about ready to have dinner and she was like, are you ready? And I was like, I just a couple more minutes of work. My work was determining if I wanted to put this next one on my ranked. And I am. My number two choice is Princess Leia and her Hoth gear vest. Mm. Hear me out. Is a vest a jacket? Is a jacket a vest? I would argue they're different categories. I really would. But I was raised in the late 70s into the early 80s. And my dad was one of those guys that was like, hey, I don't like jackets, but I do like this puffy vest. Him and mom then tried to put me into one when we would go visit Green Valley Lake, which is up in Lake Arrowhead, Big Bear. We do that every year as a kid. A lot of snow. We go for Thanksgiving with our great aunt and uncle up there. So they always wanted to get me in the right jacket. And I remember there was like an argument. I was like six. I'm like, there's no arms. I don't want this. My dad's like, no, it's a jacket. It's called a vest, but it's like a jacket. So based on that alone, Joseph, I am saying this counts. I'm saying Leia's Hoth gear vest it's dirty, kind of beige white because she's a princess of action here, a leader on the front lines. It is true. It's a vest or the arms are exposed, but man, it's all an ensemble, man. It's there to keep her warm. It's not just Han's smuggler scoundrel vest. It isn't a vest you wear underneath a suit. This is a puffy, warm jacket vest. And that's why I love it.
Yeah. No, I want to find out if there's some way that at some point some cosmic deity can come down and tell me exactly how long I spend on certain tasks. Because I want to know if it was 15 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours. Yeah. I looked at so many images of Leia and a few other characters and wrestled with. Can I do it? It's not a jacket, though. It is a vest. But it's got that great swagger when it opens like a jacket. Yes. And there are some cosplayers and some places you can buy that put the ensemble together and like, yeah, it's a vest, but it's built as a jacket. And like, it's right on the line. It is undeniably, to me, one of the great looks of Star Wars. It totally fits Star Wars. I love the rank badge. I love the kind of the collar, you know, situation. Yeah, I love that she can still have like these images where she's got the gloved hand and the hand on her hip. It kind of opens the jacket just a little bit, like she is giving commands from the runway the way only Princess Leia could.
Yes. And look, I've always said, you know, make mine Hoth Leia in a galaxy full of all these wonderful looks for the character of Leia. And a lot of them defined by what Kenner figure you had. Right. So Cloud City Leia, Combat Poncho Leia, which is another one of my favorite looks. But this has always been just my favorite Leia. I just, you know, the hair up, gorgeous as always, but there for the action on the front line, not leaving until it's absolutely time for her to go. There's so much I love about Leia on Hoth. And so therefore, you know, that all the images you're talking about, and I'm even looking at them here on the Google, Google search, the old Google search. Some of them are behind the scenes shots. Some of them are steals for the movie or maybe other angles you don't really see in the movie. And it's nothing but a jacket to me. It is all power. It is all Leia. They're in charge, front and center, and that's why I have to glue it. Again, I really did debate it. I'm like, it's technically a vest, but then I just had that image of my dad with his puffy vest in about 1979 going, it keeps you warm. It's like a jacket.
It's like a jacket. Yeah. Oh, it's so great. I'm so glad that you picked this one because, this was my Kenner. I had a couple different Leias, but this is the one that I played with the most. So in some ways for me, this is the Leia like you. So great pick.
Controversy might, be forthcoming. I can see the comments now, but I'm standing by my favorite Leia, Hoth Gear Leia, and that vest. So that's my number two choice. We're going to take a quick break. On the side, we got some runners up. Oh, you know, we do some honorable mentions. And then we'll get to our number one choices here for our favorite Star Wars jacket. Stick around for more Star Wars Rant.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back to Star Wars Ranked. I'm Ken Napsok along with Joseph Scrimshaw. We are here ranking our favorite Star Wars jackets, even if some are dusters, parkas, vests. If it keeps you warm and it serves a purpose, we're talking about it here. As always, we'll have some runners-up. We didn't put anything into the Hall of Fame. We could have, but I think we just wanted to keep it as an open forum that you and I could discuss the jackets we want to discuss here. So there's some close calls. Joseph, what do you got on your runner-up list?
Yeah, there were some great close calls, and some of them are in the runner-up because I kind of went to some weird places. This is one that just popped into my mind, and it's hard to find images of. There aren't that many images of it because it's only been featured in one place, but it is from the Rise of Kylo Ren comic book / graphic novel, and it is Ben Solo's cool jacket that he wears as he goes to join the Knights of Ren. It's just one of those cool images because, look, we love Kylo Ren. We love Ben Solo. We like with all Star Wars characters we love, like sometimes the main criticism is, could we have had more?
Yeah.
You know, and getting to see him in this comic book and have some different looks. But in particular, when he's like he's tortured, he's striking out and he's still kind of dressing a little like his dad.
Yeah.
You know, if you just Google Ben Solo in Rise of Kylo Ren, it's one of the main images that pops up. It's not technically part of the jacket, but he's got like some sort of like a bag, handles, hooks, straps. There we go. There's the noun I'm looking for. He's got some straps that go across it that give it this great energy. But it looks on the page like dark leather, got that classic cut with swagger. I'm going to start having to pay a fine to someone if I say the word swagger one more time on this podcast. I apologize, but that's just the truth of how I feel. And then it's got some nice, harsh shoulders. It's just great to see Ben Solo kind of looking like his dad.
I was doing the Google search and did find a really good shot of it here from a panel of the comic. And man, it is absolutely one of the best Star Wars jackets. It's really good. I hadn't really thought about this until now.
Yeah, it's different, but it's so similar to his father and his uncle. It's just great. Anyway, so that's a big one on my runner up. Another one that I almost included is Ponda Baba's bright orange jacket. Look, this could be overlooked because, you know, if you're of our generation, Walrus Man, the action figure, was not appropriately dressed.
No.
Not screen accurate. I almost started to say a bunch of things about Luke's jacket about like, well, it's the one that really, the first big pop of color. It's the first jacket that's cut like that, that has the piping on. Like, wait, no. Ponda Baba did it earlier in the film.
True.
So we got to give some respect to Ponda Baba's bright orange jacket that has some of those really traditional Star Wars cuts and looks that are going to become a part of so many jackets.
Love that. No, that's a great call. That's a great look.
Rolling on, doing a deep dive in the prequels, trying to find some jackets to celebrate. I do like the Naboo pilot jacket.
Yeah.
We talked about this recently on our pilot episode, right? Where it's like a really cool and a different look from like the TIE fighter pilot and from the Rebellion pilot's flight suits. And it might bunch up on them in the cockpit, but it looks cool.
Yeah, it just can't be functional to me. I just can't. I know it's cold in space, but it's a good look. It's a layered look. It's different. We talked about it a lot. You're right on that episode, but I think it deserves its place here.
Yeah, it absolutely deserves its place. I got a couple more. Do you want me to bat it back to you?
Yeah, yeah. Because I think we're going to discuss a lot of outfits on a similar character in a second here. But one of the ones I wanted to mention was the character of Lyndon Javes. He's in Star Wars Squadrons. He's one of the Resistance leaders. Shows up in that series. And if you just Google Lyndon Javes and jacket, you'll get his jacket. And you'll even find a place where you can buy the jacket if you want. And I'm going to confess something. This was not a design that was like on my head, in my head, like, oh, we're doing the jacket episode. I must discuss Lyndon Javes. And just kind of doing a Google search for Star Wars jackets. Is there a jacket I missed? This popped up. And I was like, no, this is a great jacket. This is truly a resistance leader. This is it's got kind of the leather, kind of black leather, kind of shoulders or collarbone section covered there. Again, I'm so bad with fashion terms. But then the green, like that military dark green going down, and it's simple. And if you're looking for a Star Wars jacket, that's simple design, but also maybe you could wear it to a party in real life. This might be your jacket. I would wear this on a stand-up stage. It's very functional. It's very, very, has its origins in a military type look, but it really pops. And I just love when a great jacket shows up in Star Wars, and Lyndon Javes has a great jacket.
That it is really great. I'm so glad you picked this one and highlighted it. It does have that great shoulder square of different color that becomes a big deal in more modern Star Wars, but it's got a really different cut. I like that it's longer, and he has got a very big, very full pockets, two layers of very big, very full pockets.
So many things in those pockets there. Absolutely.
He's ready for anything.
He is indeed. So Lyndon Javes, shout out to you and your jacket there. And then two bigger ones here. I think we're going to mention, I'll tell you, we'll do one at the end here. Sorry, the producer on the fly. I do want to, I'll mention this one here. And I think that we might take some heat for this not being on the list at number one. And I understand it. I stand ready to take the heat. And it is Finn and Poe's Force Awakens jacket, which becomes Finn's jacket, especially after it's repaired, that he wears for a while there. And this, you mentioned earlier, it's key to the Force Awakens. It's essentially like a big plot point. It gives us the lip bite that stirred the hearts of many in the galaxy from Poe, and was this great conversational starter, which led to a lot of fan fiction, speculation, and wants and desires in the fan group of a relationship between them. This jacket means a lot. It's still by design, just on a design level, it's one of my favorites, but not like a top five favorite for me. And I just have to be honest with myself about that. But I love the jacket. I love Poe sewing it back together. I love everything about it. We would absolutely be remiss if we didn't mention it, Joseph.
Absolutely. It continues some Star Wars traditions, right? With the little bit of the design on the sleeves, the cut of it. But I think a big thing to compliment it on is, I think it's the place where this new design trend that Lyndon Javes is rocking and other people do of the different colored shoulder square, the clavicle flare. How about that?
Right, there you go. I like that clavicle flare.
The clavicle flare of that red shoulder. Without that red shoulder in the red line, it would be like, cool, that's a great Star Wars jacket. Yeah, it's a Star Wars jacket.
Yes.
But that red square makes it something new, and then it retroactively starts appearing on in other places.
Yeah, it does. I love it. It's a great jacket. I know a lot of people have this jacket. You can get a hold of this jacket, and that one works for me as well to have it there. So all right, so that's on my list as well. And then we'll get into I'll talk a couple on here, and then I'll pitch it back to you because I think it's gonna flow nicely here. I got a couple Han Solo choices I want to list. Han Solo's Scrum Rat white and black jacket from the beginning of Solo, the Carillion chic jacket is also kind of what I call it in my head. I love this, the kind of white and black motif. It is a fresh design, but it's starting Han's relationship with jackets out real nicely. It's one of the ones, I don't think I'd wear it on the street, but I think I'd wear it for if I was doing some event, live event or something like that. I think I'd put on this jacket. So I like the Scrum Rat Han look.
Yeah, no, it's a good fashion, and it does really connect back to those original Star Wars designs of a lot of harsh white and black in the very first film.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Then for that, I like Han Solo's Hothgear jacket. Mentioned it with the Jedha parka from Cassian Andor. Anakin Skywalker had that jacket in the Clone Wars, and you see it, and you go, oh, it's like Han's. So Han's Hothgear is a legendary jacket in its own right. Absolutely love it. I love it on figures. I'm staring on my desk across from me right now. I got a Han Hoth figure in front of me. So love the jacket. It's a Hall of Fame jacket for sure.
It changed the jacket game in Star Wars for sure.
Yes, absolutely there. So, and we're not done with Han jackets. You got one here too, yeah?
Yeah, I really debated his other two jackets in Solo. He's got that kind of dark blue one at the end on Numidian Prime. But I had to go to his main jacket because I love the design of it. This is, for me, where the great clavicle flare of the Poe Finn jacket pays off, where you're going like, we need Han to be in like a Han jacket as he kind of steps into his own and has his first shot at, you know, getting some freedom and getting his own ship and everything he wants in Solo. But we need to have it be a little bit different. So I think they go to that clavicle flare. I love this brownish, beigeous. It's dark. It looks like it's got some like real texture to it. But those two black squares, the clavicle flare at the top, just puts it over the top for me. It's a perfect Han Solo jacket that relates to a lot of the other famous Han Solo jackets, but it's real different and real distinctive. It really aligns him with Chewie. He looks great in images with Chewie. And this is a weird thing for me, but I just have this association with it where it reminds me of some really good chocolate bars I've had.
No, I guess.
Something about the brown in the dark. Like, I think I've had like bars that are like, it's half cookie, it's half a brownie. And like Han's jacket looks like it would taste delicious. That's really weird, but I'm just going to be honest about that. That's one of the associations I make.
Look, what you and I've said a few times, we don't understand fashion in full, but I got to imagine at some point an outfit's been designed by someone seeing a food item. Oh, if I could turn that into a jacket.
Yeah, but it's just so great. And I think the final thing for me about it is I loved with my own kind of little emotional relationship that I described to Luke's medal ceremony jacket, where it was like Han being like, come here, kid, let me dress you proper to go out in the galaxy to have a little swagger. There, I said it again. This him getting this jacket from Beckett is like that for him, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, okay, you're gonna go out in the world and try to prove you're you know, a scoundrel. Mm-hmm. You need a scoundrel jacket. Here you go, kid.
Love that. Love that. Scoundrel jacket. That's what you need.
Yeah. And then for me, on my runner-up, just two other quick ones. The other jacket that is not a jacket, it is a vest that I wrestled with deeply, is Jyn Erso's not jacket vest. Her look is just phenomenal, and I almost included it, but I also spent a bunch of time staring at the shoulders and going, it's a vest.
So you got to have that Hoth Leia confidence there. No, it counts. It counts. It's a great offensive. Yeah, Jyn's got some wonderful looks. I love the rain-soaked Edu look, everything that going on there. But yeah, that vest jacket's top-notch. Top-notch.
Vest jacket. And then my final runner-up that I threw on while we were talking, sorry to surprise you, but I was annoyed with myself for forgetting, from the Clone Wars episode, where Anakin and Obi-Wan both need to be in the cold. I love Obi-Wan's cold gear jacket. It is just, it's a really big protective jacket. It does not look as cool as Anakin's or Han's or Cassian's, but it's very Obi-Wan. It's very practical, and it's got the Jedi symbol on it. It's great.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of Jedi symbol jackets. We need more of those.
Yeah, so there we go. There's my Jedi jacket. That's great. Had to get one in.
That's great. Final two I want to discuss here. One is it's like an honorable mention, but like a outside the box one, the Empire Strikes Back crew jacket.
Ooh,
this is one that was real, was functional. This is what the crew was wearing while they're shooting Empire Strikes Back out there doing the Hoth stuff, right? And over the years, that's just become a cult following of a jacket. Like people, Star Wars fans just know that jacket, love that jacket. And now you can buy the jacket. You can get enamel pins of the jacket. It's known. If I was to go to a Star Wars fan and be like, hey, what do you think about the Empire Strikes Back crew jacket? They'd be like, oh, the big blue one with like the orange. And oh my God, I love that. So I just think that one is its own kind of, it's got its own kind of Star Wars jacket lore.
Yeah, no, I like the idea that it must have been, you know, designed for practicality, but it kind of looked like they're in Star Wars.
It really did.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
And the final one, so we're not running too long here, but I think Joseph and I both kind of want to collectively mention/acknowledge Grogu's jacket, but we talked about it off air, both of us. It is a jacket. It's also a robe. It's also inspired by that meme monkey, right?
IKEA monkey, yeah.
IKEA monkey. It's almost, it's such its own thing that I just overlooked it as a jacket initially. And then went back to it. And I was like, Grogu's his own thing at this point, but we do want to acknowledge it.
Yes. I will put both Grogu's jacket and the actual jacket worn by the IKEA monkey
on the list
into the honorable mentions.
Absolutely love that. So those are our honorable mentions, the runners up, the things that almost made the list. So where are we going to go now? Well, we're going to go with my number one, and Joseph will close the show with his number one. And well, we mentioned his name a few times, and I think that's with good reason. Han Solo, man, that guy, he graduated from a little flimsy vest to the greatest jackets in the galaxy. Love his Force Awakens jacket too. Again, this could have easily just been the looks of Han list as well. Looks secure. We could have done all those. But my number one choice is Han Solo's Empire Strikes Back jacket. Oddly enough, there was a point. I remember like the early days of Jedi Alliance 2014. Maude and I had that segment, Duel of the Fates. And I believe, did you guys continue that as well when you and Mark were doing it? I can't remember.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And it was just, you know, silly, pointless Star Wars debate, which over the years, that's more difficult to pull off. You know, even here on Star Wars Ranked, this is our favorites. It's not a definitive ranking here and we can fight it and debate it. But back in the day, Mon and I were like, oh, we should debate because that's kind of the fun of Star Wars. You like TIE Fighters? I like X-Wings. So one of the early ones we did was Han Solo's New Hope look, which is the classic vest and the white shirt and the pants in it, or the Empire Strikes Back jacket. The one that we kind of see him with once he's out of the Hoth gear and once he's moving about the galaxy and in the space slug there. So that jacket won not just our online debate on the show, but even in the fan voting on Twitter. And it is that moment, Joseph, freed me from having to think the vest was the best Han look, which is weird to say. That Han, and if you love the Han vest look more than jacket, that's obviously not a problem. But I just grew up thinking, well, that's the classic Han look. But I kind of always secretly love the Empire one better. And then when it was like, oh, I don't have to be secret about that anymore. A lot of people think that. It is just the best. It is the one that takes, you know, Luke and Pandababa, you're right. They're kind of through the door first there with Star Wars jackets and New Hope. But then here comes Han, the coolest guy in the galaxy, just wearing this simple, dark, almost like navy blue jacket. Not a lot of super flair to it. He didn't need that. His swagger, there I said the word, just kind of fills out that jacket and therefore becomes kind of this classic look beyond the vest. I've got to go with Han's Empire Strikes Back jacket.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you made it your number one. I think evidence that it is one of the most beloved jackets in all of Star Wars is that almost any time that I Google anything else from Star Wars in jacket, mm-hmm. Han's jacket also pops up. Yeah. Like Google itself is saying, if you're using any Star Wars words and jacket, we're also going to give you this because come on. I think I've seen this a jacket at Comic-Con, this jacket at Comic-Con, one of the ones like mm-hmm. At one of the stands for like we are actual movie, you know, prop yeah. and costumes sellers for like, I can't remember how much money it was. I took a photo of it or I could Google it, but I don't know as we're recording. But, you know, in my mind, it's a $1,000,000,000 because that's how much it's worth. Right. That jacket was just everything, you know, growing up. Empire Strikes Back was such a huge, important film for me. And the looks from it were like there is nothing against A New Hope. There was just something about like Han graduated to this. Mm hmm. New level of impossible cool, right? That's the jacket he's wearing when he says, never tell me the odds, right?
Right.
You know, that's the jacket when he's just kind of hanging out there in the Falcon going, come on, Leia.
Yes.
It's, you know, I know you feel something for me. I know you like scoundrels. It's like that. What? I just threw this on and it happens to be the coolest thing in the galaxy. I didn't give it any thought. I just found it in the back of the Falcon and I look cooler than anyone else in the galaxy. What? No big deal. Growing up to me, it was a symbol of you can't manufacture cool. You just have it.
Yeah.
You know, you're just born and you have a jacket like Han's. Like, I don't know. Like that's the way I felt as a kid. And the jacket is just, I feel bad about using the word swagger so much on this podcast because it should be saved for this jacket.
Yeah. No, in fact, yeah. If you think about it, so many I don't know, classic Han moments, which come from Empire. Yeah, you mentioned the kiss with Leia, but I'm even looking at like him kind of on Cloud City doing the like point when Lando's, you know, playing with him, and Han's like, me, like it, like that classic look, and him and him and Luke and it following the back to tank, everything, that whole scene, and you scruffy looking Nerf herder, like who's scruffy looking? That's all him in that jacket, and that's why it stands the test of time. And then going back to the vest again, the vest is its own classic look, but I really understand what you're saying about even Empire is kind of this collective graduation for Star Wars. Bigger budgets, a little bit more modern times there, making it, they already kind of established the look and they could expand on it. So all the credit to New Hope for really establishing what Star Wars looks like, but Empire kind of pushed the boundaries out a little bit more and continued. It didn't fail. It made things even more.
Yeah. And that jacket was a big part of it. I'm picturing various images in my mind, and it just makes me happy. That's Han Solo with a lot of swagger. A
lot of swagger, indeed. Our favorite moments of swagger in Star Wars could have this list as well. Well, that is my number one choice, Han Solo's Empire Strikes Back jacket. But Joseph, take us home with your number one choice for your favorite Star Wars jacket.
It is entirely possible, Ken, that my choice is controversial, but I had to go honest. Like, I considered Han's jacket because in some ways I feel like, well, that's probably maybe where you'd even get the most agreement. In some ways it is like the coolest. But I had to go with my honest experience as a fan, and that's makes it so my number one Star Wars jacket is Luke Skywalker's Bespin Fatigues jacket from Empire Strikes Back.
Ooh.
I think it's controversial because it's part of an ensemble. Yeah. He's got matching pants. The action figure was described as Bespin Fatigues, but it is a jacket too. He takes it on and off. It looks great, all buttoned up as part of an ensemble, and it looks great just open up and just wearing as a jacket. I love the way he takes it on and off as a jacket on Dagobah. But I love the way it looks as I got to really pull everything together and make sure I've got one solid suit for fighting Darth Vader.
Yeah.
But there's something about the cut of it, I think. Mm-hmm. For me, the reason that I picked it is, you know, as a kid, I did naturally gravitate toward Luke Skywalker. I've talked about it a ton. I just, you know, he was a character on screen who was a hero, but he was thin and caring and blondish as I was when I was a little kid. So I gravitated toward him. My brother gravitated toward Han. We kind of divided things somewhat naturally sometimes because my brother just said, a new thing is coming out. Let's pick. But I still remember, I think the first time I saw the action figure, it's a foggy memory, but I remember coming down an escalator and it was in a 3-pack. And I had no idea what the word aesthetic was. I had never heard it in my life, but I was just like, that action figure is the coolest thing ever. I have to have it.
Yeah.
And it was about the character, but it's also just about the cut of the jacket with that mm-hmm. little popping collar. I think it's the little pocket flap on the side that kind of opens the really firm shoulders that create this kind of this great straight line down, or a little bit of a intake V. And the way it kind of just folds a little bit here and there, it just looks like, I don't know. For me, there's something about like, it shouldn't be as cool as it is. It's kind of a beige color with big pockets. It looks like you kind of tuck it into the belt. When you describe it, it should be dumb. But it's so cool, at least to me. So I love Luke Skywalker's Bespin jacket.
This is a great choice. And it's a bit of a, I'll say it's an underrated look. And I think part of it is it's the Bespin fatigue. It is the beige. It is the, kind of, on paper might be bland, but it never really was. But I think if you're looking at Star Wars outfits, and particularly if you're looking at Luke, Return of the Jedi Luke is all cool and is black and is, and the glove and the green lightsaber. And this is, then you get classic Luke and everything. But this is dirty, roughed up Luke about to go get the biggest loss of his life. And I think, therefore, it kind of causes a lot of people may overlook the outfit. It's really sharp. It's well designed. It has great meaning as well. And you and our pal Mark Riley, he loves this look too. I think your two shared passion for this outfit has made me look at it more closely over the years. And it is simple in design, but it is all Star Wars and all Luke at this time in his life.
Yeah, absolutely. And it looks cool when it is nice and fresh, and it looks cool when it's all banged up from his battle with Vader and crawling through a bunch of industrial pipes. Yeah. It still looks cool, all battered. So it's the kind of jacket where, like, I know you can buy it, and this is one that I would consider. Got some, you know, great people like Andrew DeMolanta in the Star Wars community who wears this and looks great and sharp in it. It's that kind of jacket where you're like, then I'd be okay spending a lot of money on it, because if it gets run over by like a truck, it's still going to look cool.
You almost would want it to get run over by a truck to really capture that Luke look at the end of Empire there. One final thing for me on this jacket too, and then just the whole ensemble. I was always as a kid obsessed by, and here's where, you know, kind of those weird headcanon questions and stuff that pop up. I was just obsessed that this jacket was like, this whole outfit was like packed in the X-Wing. Like, it was ready to go, and they're like, all right, we're going to go fight the Empire, get the X-Wing ready. R2, pack the jacket, too. I got it.
Please pack. Hey, pack my really cool jacket. In the matching pants.
Yeah. I need my rebel-issued pants and jacket combo there. I need that there. And I love it. I love everything about it. And it's also one of the only times you really see, looking at just promotional photos and scenes from the movie, Luke with a blaster, like underrated part of the ensemble as well.
That might be part of it too, is that there are an endless number of absolutely cool images from the film and promo photos with blaster, with lightsaber. There's that trading card image that where it's Luke pointing the blaster right at the camera, you know, with kind of hand out and almost like total James Bond pose. And it's this jacket.
It's this jacket indeed. Ah, man, we've done it. We have ranked all of the jackets. And are there more on the table? Of course there are. There's some tough choices that we didn't even make. And we're just concentrating on the jackets, or, you know, the jacket vests, the dusters, the parkas, the trench coats. There's a lot more outfits out there in Star Wars, and maybe we'll rank them soon enough here. We hope you enjoyed the list. You're going to probably have your own ideas and want to share your list. You can do so by using the hashtag Star Wars Rank. But also, a lot of you might own some of these jackets. So Joseph and I would love if you shared your photo. If you got a photo of you in one of these jackets, oh man, please let us know. Tweet that out. Maybe if you're in the Force Center Discord, post it in the Star Wars Rank section. We would love to see that. We'd love to see that, because jackets in Star Wars are big. Well, thank you all for listening here today. You can find us on Twitter at Force Center Pod, or on Instagram and YouTube as well. Also, you can find us on Facebook at Force Center Podcast. You can get an audiobook on us by going to audibletrial.com/Force Center. And you can get to merch if you'd like. Not jackets, not Force Center jackets, unless they come in jacket form. But you can go to tpublic.com/user/Force Center. We just completed a 10-episode season of a great show called Data Bank Dive over on The Companion. You can check it out there by going to thecompanion.app. And if you want to support us directly, go to patreon.com/ForceCenter. If you want to support me, you can go to at Ken Knapsack or kennapsack.com. Joseph, where can they find you and all of your cool Star Wars jackets?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok is at Joseph Scrimshaw. If I buy any Star Wars jackets, I will be doing a full Instagram photo shoot and parks and beaches. I will wear that thing everywhere, and I'll take a picture of it when I do. So check that out on social media. All my other comedy adventures are on my website, josephscrimshaw.com.
Check it out there. Thanks for listening, everybody. Can't wait to see your jackets in photo form. That's it. Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.